Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, all that rain is still well to the south down in Iowa. I think we're going to have no problem getting the ball game in today. Twins and Jays, game two of the three-game set at Target Field today. And once again, there is some rain in the southeast, way down by Rochester and Winona. And that is headed over into Wisconsin. The real big stuff still down in Iowa. Once again, we'll keep our fingers crossed, but things look good for today, and then again for the game on Sunday, weather-wise at Target Field. Blue Jays won game one of the series last night, 6-4. The Twins got off to a very good start, but ran into trouble in the middle innings, and the manager, Rocco Baldelli, said, yeah, the team scored early, but needed more.
After we scored the runs early, you know, we didn't get much going until later on in the game. You know, we were just, we gave up some runs and we were just kind of out of, you're in striking distance, but you're not right, you're not a runaway. You know, you got to score, you know, a few, you know, two, three runs to get back in the game. We couldn't get quite where we needed to be.
So, Blue Jays win game one. Teams have identical records going into game two today at Target Field. And Bobby Nightingale joins us from the Star Tribune. And you can find Bobby's work in the paper or online at startribune.com. Bobby, always good to visit with you. And that game, once again, got off to a good start, rugged in the middle innings, an ejection late, all played into the 6-4 loss.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of rare. I mean, Bailey Overo, was the first time he's given up more than three runs total in a start since his season debut when he had a bad one in against the Cardinals. So, yeah, it was surprising just in the fact that they couldn't make a three-run lead hold with Bailey Overo on the mound. But, you know, that's what happens when the offense doesn't get more run support. And as you mentioned, the call that went against Ryan Jeffers, he gets ejected. Could have been bases loaded, no outs in the eighth inning, and set themselves up for a decent chance at a comeback. And, a lot of things kind of went against them, partially their own fault, and then also, one bad call cost them too.
Well, and Bobby, you bring up Bailey Overo outside of that season opening start that he had that did not go very well. He has been very good. He has been really a rock in that starting rotation for the Twins.
Yeah, I mean, he entered yesterday with a 2.43 ERA in like 11 starts after the season debut, and his velocity was down yesterday. That's what he attributed to getting a hit around, and fastball was only averaging 88, 89 miles an hour in the last few innings. So that's something mechanically he said he still has to work out. But as you mentioned, he's been a rock, and they need it. I mean, Pablo Lopez going down with his shoulder injury. They're going to be pitching without him for a couple months now. So they're going to be looking to Joe Ryan, Bailey Ober, Chris Paddock. Those guys have to be really good to keep the Twins kind of where they are. So it'll be important for him to kind of make sure he fixes the mechanics, get his velocity back up, and then also maintains where he's been at, as dominant as he has been.
He brought up Paddock. He'll get the ball today, and he's been quite a story as of late.
Yeah, I mean, take away the first two starts of the season, he's been as good as anyone in the rotation. You can tell, I mean, the confidence is back. He's kind of figured things out in terms of just having a second Tommy John surgery, I think, is more difficult than people give it credit for. Last year was his first full year back as a starter in the rotation, and had some inconsistencies there velocity-wise and performance-wise. And I feel like he's back to kind of the way he expects from himself. Stuff-wise, I mean, the changeup, he's getting a lot of swings and misses. The fastball's playing a little bit better. Kind of knows what he wants to do more against hitters. So you can kind of see him growing. I know he's been in the league for a while. He's a free agent after the season. So, you know, he has some service time, but you can kind of see the growth of him with each start.
Yeah, so Paddock goes today. It's certainly been very good as of late. How about Royce Lewis? There was a lot of concern about Royce Lewis coming back and struggling with the bat, but he did have a big night and is trending in the right direction.
Yeah, you know, Rocco Baldelli kept pointing out, you know, it's kind of four different, he reached base four playing appearances, but he did it in different ways. You know, the first at bat, drills the ball to the wall. Last at bat, you know, in the eighth inning with two runners on base, he just pokes one to center, able to drop it into center for a hit. So, you know, drew a walk also. So it's like different style of approaches to each at bat and having success with each one. And even when he was slumping, I mean, as badly as it was going, batting average was below 130. I mean, that's definitely not his capability. But he was still, like, seeing pitches. He wasn't striking out every time. It didn't look like he was overpowered. It just looked like a guy who didn't have confidence but wasn't seeing the results even when he hit the ball decently hard. Obviously, they need him to be kind of one of the cornerstones of this offense. He needs to step it up. But yesterday was definitely a step in the right direction.
Blue Jays, they have a potent lineup and kind of back to Ober's start and this weekend. The one thing the Blue Jays can do is they've got some bats in that order.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Bo Bichette, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Addison Barger homered yesterday, has five homers in the past week. So they got some thumpers. I mean, they're a team in the thick of the AL East. I mean, if you look at the American League as a whole, I mean, there's the Tigers have kind of run away from the pack. Yankees are kind of the next tier. And then after that, it's like the Twins and, you know, you could probably name seven or eight other teams that are kind of right in that mix for, you know, either their division or the wild card. So it's kind of like a tightly packed American League. I mean, the White Sox obviously are out of it. Angels are kind of behind and A's are behind everybody. But, you know, besides three teams, it's, you know, 11 teams kind of vying or 12 teams vying for playoff opportunity in June right now.
And the beauty of the wild card, Bobby, I mean, it's kept a lot of people around and really, you know, in a lot of ways changed how teams manage. And you get to the deadline and there are teams still in it that before the expanded wild card, they probably would have been sellers.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's why you start seeing all these trade deadline stories now, and it's like so much can change, you know, next month. I mean, you look at where the Twins were a month ago and where they are now. So I think that's what makes it the most difficult thing to evaluate for the trade deadline, who's going to be sellers, who's going to be buyers, is to be sellers at this point. I mean, you really, really have to be out of it. And even like a team like the Orioles, I mean, as poorly as they've played, probably trending towards selling, if they have a hot 3-week stretch, I mean, they could talk themselves into, you know, at least standing pat at the trade deadline. So, you know, the expanded wild card definitely gives every team as many opportunities as they want, you know, as many cracks as at it to stay in it as they want.
Bobby Nightingale joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. He covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. Twins and Blue Jays coming up. Lineup card at 12:30. First pitch after 1. Weather looks good. Rain tonight. And then weather looks good on the final day of this series. Sunday 1:10 start at Target Field. Bobby, I did want to talk about the Tigers. Here we are now in early June, and considering how they finished, they got to the postseason. It's fair to say the Tigers are for real. They're in their last 10, 7-3. They have 42 wins, tops in the American League, and, you know, tops in the major leagues. The Tigers are now for real. It's not a fluke anymore.
No, I mean, they had a lot of guys that I don't know if they fit into their plans entering the season, but they've, like Javier Baez, you know, he was kind of on the outs at shortstop. It was kind of like, what are they going to do with him? Now he's turned into a great center fielder who's hitting really well. Spencer Torkelson, their first baseman, was kind of a guy who was kind of up and down, and what's he going to turn into? And he's turned into an impact first baseman this year. So, I mean, they've had some unexpected contributions, and their starting rotation's really good. You talk about Tarik Skubal, probably the best pitcher in the American League going right now. I mean, they have everything rolling. Their offense has been good. Their pitching staff's really good. They, you know, that there wasn't a fluke when they, you know, they, maybe it was a little fluky the way they made the playoffs last year. They had to get really hot after selling at the trade deadline and were able to make a spot in the postseason. But now, that, I mean, they're locked and loaded and have been doing a great job to start the season.
Yeah, and really with Skubal at the front of the rotation, he is one of those rare guys where you feel like you have an outstanding chance to win the ball game. You can't say that about a lot of guys. You expect they're going to go out and keep you in the game and give you a chance. But with Skubal out there, you could almost put it in the win column.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of those aces where it's almost shocking when he doesn't win.
Right.
You look at kind of that complete game he had, I think it was a week or two ago, 94 pitches, 13 strikeouts. Last pitch was 103 miles an hour. I mean, that's stuff that no one else really can do in baseball right now. And, you know, and it's just not him either. I mean, there's some rotations where it's like you have a clear number one guy and the rest of the rotation's a huge drop-off. The rest of the rotation's kind of like the Twins where solid guys, maybe not ace level, but, you know, add an ace to that group and it takes it to the next level.
So Twins and Blue Jays today, and once again, we're going to keep our fingers crossed. The rain well to the south should be able to get it in. Rainy tonight, doesn't matter, no ball game. And then Sunday looks pretty good. Hey, Bobby, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Steve.
There he is, Bobby Nightingale, covers the Twins for the Star Tribune here in the Writer's Corner on a Saturday as we lead you up to the lineup card at 12:30 today. When we come back, Forest State softball champions were crowned at the University of Minnesota. First time ever they played the title games at the U all in one day. Of course, the quarterfinals and semifinals were at Caswell Park in North Mankato, and they do an outstanding job hosting and have done an outstanding job hosting this tournament. But the title games on Friday over at the U, and the pairings are set for the state baseball tournament that starts next Wednesday at two sites in St. Cloud, the Mini Met in Jordan and CHS Field in St. Paul. And 1 week from today, all four state baseball championship games will be at Target Field in downtown Minneapolis. We'll have a rundown of that, quick check of the standings, and a sneak peek at the lineup card all on the way ahead of the Twins and the Blue Jays here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Twins, Jays, game two of the three-game set coming up at Target Field. And we'll have a sneak peek at the lineup card momentarily. Chris Paddock on the mound for the Twins as they try and avenge his 6-4 loss on Friday night. Started out good, not so good in the middle innings. They had an opportunity late, but did indeed come up short. State softball champions were crowned on Friday at the U at Jane Sage Cowell Stadium in the shadows of the Athletes Village over at the U. Great facility. 4A game, Champlin Park, first ever title over Bloomington Jefferson, 6-0. 3A, Ricori beat Byron 9-3. 2A title game 7-2, and the nightcap over at the U in 1A. United South Central beat Badger Greenbush Middle River 2-0. Congrats to all the champions and all the teams in this year's tournament. Once again, quarterfinals and semifinals at Caswell Park in North Mankato. And then, of course, this is the first year they played the title games, the championship series, over at the U, and I would assume that's going to be a brand new tradition. All right, pairings are set, and we have the state baseball tournament. All four title games will be at Target Field, starting with 1A early, and the nightcap 1 week from today will be the 4A championship game at Target Field. Let's start with 1A, and those games will be in St. Cloud at Joe Faber Field. First game, Art Tiaro's Tyler Ruthen against New Ulm Cathedral. Second game, at about 1 o'clock, Hayfield and Southridge. Frazee and Parker's Prairie will go at 4, and in the nightcap, it'll be Red Lake County against Legacy Christian Academy. That is a 1A tournament in St. Cloud. Also in St. Cloud at Dick Putz Field, beginning at 10 a.m., Maple River against Perham. The 12:30 game, Piers against Pine Island. 3:30, Concordia Academy against Marshall School of Duluth. And the nightcap in St. Cloud in 2A, Laverne against Glencoe Silver Lake. Let's get you the 3A. They'll be at the Mini-Met in Jordan starting on Wednesday. Hutch against Totino Grace. Simley against Matamidi at 12:30. The 3 o'clock game, Stewartville against number 1 Mankato East. The nightcap at the Mini-Met in Jordan, Grand Rapids, and Delano, the number 4 seed. And then over at CHS Field beginning at 10 a.m., number 7 Champlin Park against number 2 Andover. Conference rivals in the quarterfinals. It'll be Moorhead against Minnetonka, the number 3 seed there. The number 1, Creighton-Durham Hall, takes on Rosemount. That's a 4:30 first pitch. And the nightcap in St. Paul, number 5, Edina, and number 4, Farmington. And then the quarterfinals, or I should say semifinals at those venues on Thursday. And the state championship games, all 4 at Target Field, 1 week from today. And what's great about it, one ticket gets you into all 4 games. It is an amazing deal. Let's get you up to date. A ton of early games in the major leagues today. Here it's June and playing a lot of matinees around the big leagues, and we're keeping an eye on the Detroit Tigers today, and the Tigers and Cubs are just underway in Detroit. Cubbies have an early 1-0 lead. All the other action coming up in that 1 o'clock or a 3 o'clock window our time, and then some games under the lights tonight. But a check of the standings, once again, in the American League Central, it is all about Detroit. The Tigers, they continue to play great ball. 7-3 in their last 10. And once again, they lead the Twins by 7 full games going into the game with the Blue Jays today. That music means one thing. We've got to run. It'll be Chris Paddock on the mound for the Twins in Game 2 against the Blue Jays. We'll be back following the ball game here in the home of the Twins. News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.